All right. This Thursday is Lag BaOmer. I thought I would say some ideas about Lag BaOmer. First, I want to mention, I think Wednesday night they have the gathering at the Lusbader's home. So if people are not going to be there, we need a minion here in the shul at the late Mariv at 9 o'clock. So if you're not going to Lusbader, please consider coming here to the shul. Anyway, so Lag BaOmer, one aspect of Lag BaOmer is that's the yahrzeit of the Tana Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar. And it's brought down B'nai Yisaskar. It says that Anu Chogim Yom Zeshabo Niglu Nisrod Torah Dei Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. We celebrate this day because the secrets of the Torah were revealed by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Ubalo Marom Nechtav Sifro Zohar Kadosh. He went up to Shemayim, and many of his secrets he revealed on the day that he died. So that's one aspect of Lag BaOmer. But more commonly, we were associated with the death of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says in Masechet Yevamot on Daf Samach Beis that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, in other words, 24,000 Talmidim, and they all died in this period of time. And the Gemara says, Shlo Nagu Kavod Zelazeh, they didn't give Kavod to one another until Rabbi Akiva came, and then they all died, and then he had five more to Talmidim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Some want to say that what Lag BaOmer is really about, and it's brought down in the name of the Chidah, that this is the day that he gave smicha to those five Talmidim. In other words, it's not the Yontiv isn't associated so much indirectly, it is with the death of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, but on this day it was the first Chag HaSmicha. So everybody was dead, there was the whole Masorah had been collapsed, everything was desolate. It's like Rahman al-Islam, like you think the Holocaust, you know, unfortunately so many Talmidim, so many people died in the Holocaust, and then you get together a group of Talmidim, and you're able to give them smicha. So that's a day, a big yontiv, and that's another aspect of the day. So the Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, they say that, you know, there's 48 midot that's mentioned in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, 48 midot the Torah is acquired with. And so the Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter say each day of Sfira you should acquire a different midah that's there. And one of my Rebbeim, Rav Avraham Braunschweiler, he said, if you look, the midah number 33 is Ohevet Abriyot. In other words, here it says, like, they lo and hiu kavod zelazeh. They didn't give kavod to one another, but if you look at each one of the midot, so the 33rd midah is Ohevet Abriyot. You should love people. And the idea is you acquire a midah each day, and last day you review and you mechazik yourself on all the midot. But I wanted to go over today a different idea, which is Rav Simon has in his Sefer, and it's the name of the Gvuras Yitzchak. The Gvuras Yitzchak is Rav Avraham Yitzchak Saratskin. He's the grandson of Rav Zalman Saratskin. So there's a medrash that says, it quotes the same pasuk that the Gemara in Yevamah quotes, Baboker Zarecha V'la'erev Al Tanach Yedecha. In the morning, plant, and in the evening, don't rest. In other words, like if you had Talmidim when you were younger, have Talmidim older. Then the Gemara, that's where the Gemara hooks in to the sentence of Rabbi Akiva. In other words, he worked his whole life. He had 24,000 Talmidim, and they were all, you know, gone. So then he had five more Talmidim, and he continued on. So in Vayikra Rabba, he quotes that pasuk. It says Rabbi Akiva had 12,000. It says Shneim Asar Alafim Talmidim, 12,000 Talmidim. It says he says Vekulan Meitu, and he says, and then he was Mamid seven. So Amar Lahem. So Rabbi Akiva said, "Harishonu lemeitu elu b'nei shaitai neim sorei b'torah zelazeh." Rabbi Akiva said to his later Talmidim, the seven Talmidim, the earlier Talmidim died because they didn't want to share their Torah with one another. That's what the Medrash says. They didn't want to share the Torah with them. Atem liyo lo tiu kein. I don't want you to do the same way. He says, "Miad amdu maluk la'aretz Yisrael Torah." So they filled the wall of Eretz Yisrael with Torah. So it's difficult to understand why exactly, in other words, it's obviously not the nicest thing if you're not sharing your Torah with people, but what's the terrible chaval, like the death, you know, I mean, that's, you know, what's so terrible about, you know, not sharing the Torah? So Rav Saratskin, he connects this to Gemara Masechet Tanis. The Gemara Masechet Tanis says there's two clauses in the Torah. It talks about cutting down a tree. It says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my tachtiv ki adam eitzas hadeh. It says, man is a tree in the field. He says, v'chi adam eitzas hadehu el mishum tachtiv ki menu tochel v'oto lo tekrod. Tachtiv v'oto tashchit v'charata. So the one pasuk says, a fruit tree don't chop down. The other tree, the pasuk says, if it's not a fruit tree, you could chop it down. So he says, haketzad in talmid chacham hagunhu mimenu tochel v'oto lo tekrod. So if he's a good talmid chacham, So you leave it there, you're able to get Torah from him. Otherwise, it gets cut down. So the way Reb Sirotkin explains it, he wants to say that like when a person has a tree, so the tree gives fruit, the whole purpose of the tree is that it gives fruit. So because of that, I care for the tree, I take care of the tree, and I get the fruit from it. If the tree doesn't give fruit, so I don't have any compunctions about, you know, chopping it down. So he says it's the same way with the Talmud Chacham. The whole purpose of the Talmud Chacham is to give forth Torah. In other words, that's what he's there for. He should be spreading Torah. So if he doesn't spit off the Torah, so in a Shemayim, they don't take care of him. They don't sustain him, and that's why he dies. It means that the whole purpose is to, you know, you want to spread the Torah all over the place. So he says, so then the Gemara, then he connects this to the next line to the Gemara. The Gemara quotes, Am Reb Chama Reb Chanina, Ma'i Dethi Barzel Barzel Yachad, Mar Barzel Zel Chama Chadei Chavei Rav, Shnei Tamina Chama Chanin Zedzeh Ba'alacha. Just like Barzel, it quotes a pasuk about Barzel, like iron, you know, sharpening iron. In other words, you have a knife, you have another knife, and that's the way you sharpen it. So two Tamidei Chachamim, that's the way they're able to sharpen one another. In other words, the Ikar is to be Hidchabrus. In other words, that's the way he's connecting lines in the Gemara. In other words, Tamid Chachamim should spread his Torah. And then Mela, he's interacting with other people, and the Torah's improved. And then it says, Amar Baruchana, Alam Shul Dibrei Torah Ke'esh, why are words of Torah compared to Esh? It says, Ma Esh, and Adolei Kechidi, Af Dibrei Torah, Min Kamim Bechidi. Just like fire can't exist by itself, so two words of Torah, that means if I just have like a single match, it goes out. If I build a whole fire, then it burns into a big conflagration. So the idea is that the essence is that, you know, Torah is to be spread, Torah is to be, and that's what this whole period of time is about. And obviously, I'm just in this Aleph Beis, like, so Rabbi Akiva says, you know, the Haftar Echa Kamocha, and Rav Lerner feels that he made that statement after the whole Churban. But the idea is that the essence of Lag BaOmer is a day of spreading Torah, whichever way you take it. In other words, it's a tikkun. You can be mitakein the death of the Talmid and Rabbi Akiva Eger, of Rabbi Akiva, by spreading Torah with one another. In other words, that's the way the Torah, the day should be spent. More. I mean, it's nice always the parties and things like that. But the idea is you want to spread Torah on Lag BaOmer. If anybody wants to come to Daf Yomi that night, we're welcome. It's 8:00. But whatever you're doing in terms of Torah on Lag BaOmer, that's the Ikar. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts, anything we did? Okay. Rabbi Chanan ben Chashmeros Baruch Zel, Fiyat Chachamim Chosheimar, and I'm just calling you to Rabbi Adir.